From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Bayer announced a $65 million investment in its corn seed production facility in Ukraine as part of its commitment to the war-torn country. The investment includes a new seed dryer, state-of-the-art agricultural field equipment, storage facilities, and the construction of two bomb shelters to ensure safety. Bayer's Matthias Berninger says Bayer has been active in Ukraine for many years and is committed to the country, its people, and farming communities. Republican Senators John Bozeman, John Thune, and Mitch McConnell are leading an effort to permanently repeal the federal estate tax, better known as the death tax. Senator Bozeman says the death tax hangs over too many family agricultural operations and small businesses as a potential destroyer of generations worth of work and investment. The legislation is backed by a majority of Senate Republicans and members of the Family Business Estate Tax Coalition, which includes the American Farm Bureau Federation. The National Corn Growers Association president and 18 state groups called on the EPA to ensure uninterrupted access to E15 through the summer. Last year, the EPA provided a waiver to allow summertime E15 sales. NCGA points out that E15 has been sold year-round for the past 4 years, but outdated regulatory barriers continue to hinder permanent full market access to E15.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.